Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so our Senator Lindsey Graham's biggest, baddest amnesty bill ever. I mean, this one is bigger, badder, and better than anything he's ever tried to sneak through before. And it's also, I would say, the cleverest of his amnesty bills because it doesn't say anything about amnesty. But it's an amnesty bill. Just the same. Let me explain how the scam works. He figures you work and you're not going to have time to figure out what it is that he's doing. But I dedicate myself full time to that. I'm sure he loves me. That's why he's never been on the show. You may have seen him on TV along with his other six Republican co-sponsors bragging about how he is going to have the cartels declared a terror organization. That sounds great. Except the second I heard it, Lee, I went, well, no, there's no way. I mean, the cartels bring the Democrats their voters, right? So why would Lindsey, who is a huge fan of open borders, want to stop them, right? That doesn't make any sense. So I knew something was up. It just doesn't make any sense. And then Brett Baer of Fox News, you'll remember, explained it. I went, oh, okay, this is an amnesty. If we declare the cartels a terror organization, everybody in Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, all of these places can then claim asylum.
Yep, that's
and we can't get rid of them ever. Whereas right now, they are economic migrants. Over 90% of them do not qualify for asylum. So listen to this. This is Brett Baer explaining this on Fox News.
But what you're talking about there is listing cartels as terrorist organizations. And there have been calls on Capitol Hill for that. Senator Lindsey Graham threatened it the other day. Chip Roy, congressman, has said that should happen. If you do that, it will enable a lot more illegal immigrants to come in and claim refugee status, getting away from terrorist organizations.
Yes. Okay. So what's the difference? What do we care if they get asylum, right? Number one, you can't ever get rid of them, even if they have criminal records. Number two, asylum was only ever, Lee, in federal law, supposed to apply to, you know, maybe a half dozen people a year. And you were supposed to be persecuted by your own government or by a terror organization to the point where, you know, if you made it to the U.S. and we returned you, they were going to kill you. So if you declare the cartels a terrorist organization, we got to keep them all. And here's the problem. There's a $54,000 limit, federal welfare payment-wise, on what a family of four can get in America, right? So you can't go apply for all the welfare programs and live high on the hog, theoretically, right? Well, there's one group of people and only one group of people in America who there is a exception for. Unlimited. Sky's the limit on the welfare you can get. And that's asylees. Because it was thought they've been brutalized, probably tortured. This was really during the Soviet era meant to encourage Russian dissidents to come here. We wanted the intel. You know, we wanted the score against Russia, which is good. You know, hey, they made it to the West. Something to induce people to take the risk of fleeing countries where you could get killed for fleeing that country, right? So we said, okay, you get here unlimited welfare for life, better package than an American taxpayer or an American veteran can get. If we declare the cartels terror orgs, everybody in the countries underneath us, everyone, including Haitians, because they're going to have to go through this terrorist fence, because they'll be terrorists now, cartels, automatically qualifies for asylum. They get to stay forever. This is the smartest thing I've ever seen Lindsey Graham do. He's evil, but he's not dumb. That's a scary combination, smart and evil. So listen to Lindsey Graham. He actually has Todd Pyro lying for him this morning on Fox News. Listen to the lie here. We're going to use just common sense to work through this.
Six GOP senators pushing a new bill to classify Mexican cartels as terrorist organizations. This would allow the U.S. government to deport members of dangerous organizations like the Sinaloa cartel.
Let's stop there. Hear the lie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this would allow us to deport. We can deport them now.
Yeah.
We don't need to classify them as terrorists to allow us to deport them. As if, you know, if we don't have this, we can't deport. Yes, we can. We can darn Skippy deport. We can deport any illegal immigrant right now on our soil. We don't need this bill.
Yeah, we just choose not to.
Yeah, we just choose not to. Okay, and then there's the common sense part. So we're going to pretend, Lindsey Graham's going to pretend that if we just pass this bill and declare the cartels terrorists, all of a sudden Joe Biden is going to deport cartel members? Do you believe that?
No.
She'll go, oh, they're terrorists. I'm going to totally deport those guys. No. Joe Biden has every power he needs right this second. So would any new Republican president to deport whoever, terrorist, cartel, any of that. So this is a total lie. What it would do is flip the numbers on their head over. What happens now is people come here. And they're told to show up for their hearing for permanent residency. They all come in claiming to be asylees. 92% of them are turned down. This would flip that on its head, and we would end up having 92% of them approved. No stopping them? Nothing. I mean, there's no way to stop them. So, and by the way, you and I both know, Lee, that'll end up including cartel members by the time
yeah.
we're done.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the second thing that's going on right now, and Lindsey Graham knows this because they've had hearings on it, you're about to see the numbers of illegal immigrants plummet like a rock at the border. And the media is going to celebrate this. In fact, the Washington Post has already started, Lee. Oh, the numbers are dropping. It's so great. No, what's going on? Joe Biden has created an app where you can go on without submitting your fingerprints, ID documents, anything. Apply to enter the country. Simple process on the app. They got it in over 100 languages. Very handy. And it'll spit out a QR code. You go right through the port, show them the QR code, and you're in. You're not illegal. You're just passing through.
Easier than a citizen getting a driver's license.
Yes.
Renewed.
Yeah. Or getting on a plane.
Yeah. Or going into a federal court building.
Yep. You're legal. To be here, it doesn't make you an American citizen. The Washington Post was already celebrating this. Do you remember when the people, it was a big news story about a month ago, and you saw that video of people charging the border?
Oh, yeah.
Who were and they were at a port. They weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were at a port of entry.
Mm-hmm.
And they darn near ran over the guards. That was because of the app. They had all filled out the app and believed that they should be able to enter, which is actually, by the way, that whole scheme with the app, it's all illegal. There's nothing in federal law lets them do that. They just made it up. But once you go through the port of entry, they can just say, oh, it's not illegal. There's no illegal crossing. They can hide them better. And then you got Lindsey Graham, on the other hand, to make sure we can never send them home with a cartel designation. It's actually pretty brilliant. So what you're seeing there is sort of Lindsey Graham and Joe Biden working together to increase the flow, because 5 million people, we just don't even know who they are. It's just not enough. So, you know, if you want to let Lindsey Graham know that you've got his number on this, that you know this cartel bill is really an amnesty, because he thinks he's got you fooled, Text the keyword senator to 71307, and we'll send you a link. That's the text line that'll help you get in touch with Lindsey. Tell him you know what he's doing. Brett Baer knows what he's doing. It's senator. It's Senate. You text the keyword Senate, S-E-N-A-T-E, Senate, to the text line 71307. We're going to have one of these days, Lee, where we spend a lot of time calling Lindsey Graham's office. Because he's the other thing he's doing today, believe it or not, is even worse. But we'll get into that as we roll. All right. Coming up on the show. Oh, boy. Today's show is going to be epic. The FBI confirms it is refusing to treat the Nashville shooting as a domestic terrorism incident and as a violent pro-transgender group comes to the fore. They like to instruct folks, their followers, on the use of Molotov cocktails on their website. It's no big deal. They're not, I mean, it's not like they're like to the level of rosary praying Catholics. The FBI says we're not interested in them. We're not doing anything about it. All of that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. All right, so FBI says not interested in these Trans Day of Vengeance folks. This group. Too busy going after parents who peacefully comment at school board meetings. Too busy going after traditionalist Catholics who pray the rosary. You know those rosary praying Catholics. You got to watch those people. They're dangerous. Have they ever shot up a school? No. Huh. Can we link a single act of domestic violence to these people? The parents, the Catholic? No, we can't, can we? Huh. Yet we have 5 mass shootings since Joe Biden took office, done by transgender left-wing individuals. But that, I mean, other than that, it's great. It's cool. So, I mean, would this be a time? We're having the Trans Day of Vengeance. And a further review of the social media post website of this group, Tran, out of Virginia. You know the one. It declared a Trans Day of Vengeance that would go from March 31st to April 1st. Same week this mass shooting took place. Sure, that's just a coincidence. Oh, and they specifically called for vengeance in Nashville. What are the odds? Not a total coincidence, the FBI says. We don't care. So it's okay if this group is teaching people to make Molotov cocktails on their social media and website. Uh-huh. Because, I mean, after all, it's not like they're praying the rosary or anything, like doing something dangerous. Cool. So the Daily Wire attempted to nail down whether the FBI, which, you know, the Molotov cocktails, Day of Vengeance, raising money to buy guns for vengeance activities, you know, all that stuff. They're going to travailist group or anything. I mean, just like at the level they were doing the Catholics who like to attend the Latin Mass and the Rosary. They're going to do that. Nope. Daily Wire asked that question. They started at the Memphis field office of the FBI. Quote, they were told, if it was terrorism, we'd have federal jurisdiction, but we don't. Huh. Well, that's weird, because we don't have a documented act of violence in the last 5 years by a rosary-bearing Catholic, but y'all didn't seem to have a problem there. None of these parents that you put a domestic terror threat tag on was connected to an act of violence, but you monitored them. Dozens of parents. You seem to think you had jurisdiction there. Asked whether the FBI was specifically monitoring radical trans activists as a source of potential domestic terrorism. I mean, 5 mass shootings, almost 40 dead, over 60 injured since Joe Biden took office. Anybody get it? No, nobody cares. Okay, cool. Asked whether the FBI was specifically monitoring radical trans activists as a source of potential domestic terrorism, the FBI spokeswoman, who is a daughter, by the way, of a former Democrat congresswoman, said no. No. And that is despite the fact that the transgender radical group is run in part by a former staffer for a Virginia Democrat lawmaker. This is the group planning the Trans Day of Vengeance in front of the Supreme Court on Saturday. And despite the fact that the event, on whose webpage organizers discuss Molotov cocktails, is set to occur at the Supreme Court. Folks, can you imagine if we did this? They don't even have anything like this on these January 6ers. They don't have it. They put them all in prison for selfies. They only wish they had a website like this so they could kick doors in. The National Press Office of the FBI responded to the question about the Day of Vengeance by the Daily Wire, saying, quote, membership in a group is not illegal in and of itself. In fact, it is protected by the First Amendment. The FBI will never open an investigation based solely on protected First Amendment activity. We focus on individuals who commit or intend to commit violence and criminal activity that constitutes a federal crime or poses a threat to national security. Oh, I get it. Like attending the Latin Mass. That's a First Amendment activity because you remember it covers religion. Like, you know, praying the rosary in a group like that. You guys don't go over. Oh, wait, you do. We have the documents. And the Daily Wire points that out. A document showed this year that the FBI was training a specific eye on the quote. This is from their paper. This is in their words. Radical traditionist Catholics compiling a dossier, citing sources like the Southern Poverty Law Center, say the group needed to be monitored. So, not going to monitor the Radical Trans Day of Vengeance Molotov cocktail instruction group that called specifically for vengeance this week in Nashville. Not going to monitor them. You know what? Maybe if they start praying the rosary, we could get in there, you know, and get them. Molotov cocktail, no big deal. Can you imagine if rosary praying Catholics started making Molotov cocktails? If they put the instructions on their website? Do you think then they'd, never mind. The FBI's counterterrorism division, the Daily Wire reminds us, threat-tagged parents who advocated before their school boards after the White House worked with the National School Board Association to develop a memo likening members of the group to domestic terrorists. But when we have actual domestic terrorists, it's no big deal. Unless they start praying the rosary. I mean, this trans group starts praying the rosary, all bets are off. But until then, no, they're good. They do whatever they want. Unbelievable. All right. I am getting the coolest reports, by the way, from all over town. My dad yesterday was driving about a mile from downtown Charlotte, and he had it tuned to the news station 98.9, and we were coming in loud and clear. So I thought, best case scenario, good weather day, we'd go to the outskirts of Charlotte, but we are almost all the way into Charlotte. We are all the way into Charlotte. So the reach of the station is staggering. We continue to hear reports from all over the place that this signal, this new 100,000-watt signal, is really getting us all over the place. So if you know somebody that lives in the western half of North Carolina, tell them to check us out, 98.9, Voice of the Carolinas. And send me your reports. I'm really enjoying these and forwarding some of these on to the management, too. As, you know, we're just in awe of what our new signal reaches now that we've done the station switchover. And I was also really impressed. I expected to get a lot of confused emails after the station switchover, but so far, no. We haven't had a single one with people going, wait, where'd you go? Right, what happened? So good news there. Now we need you to do the job, you to do the work, spread the word about us, 98.9 WORD, Voice of the Carolinas. Good morning. All right, as we dig deeper into this Restrict Act, it drops the jaw. This is, well, let me tell you what this is. This is a final solution for free speech. And it's a way to take down these growing platforms like the one you're watching me on right now, Rumble.com. It would be gone. It would just disappear. I'll explain why it would disappear in a minute. This is a way to get Gab. This is a way to get Getter and any other free speech platform we might form in the future and shut down. The government shut it down. This is also a way, and the primary focus of this bill, really, if you read it, and I read it word for word, beginning to end, this is the bill to delete Twitter and put Elon Musk in prison. That's what this is. This is not an exaggeration. In fact, if you were on Twitter, so this shows why they got to get rid of it. If you were on Twitter the last few days, as people were taking this apart because there's free speech on Twitter now, I mean, it is just jaw-dropping. Well, and by the way, Lindsey Graham is a co-sponsor of this. This isn't a constitutional bill, but what's scary is neither was the Patriot Act, and parts of it are still around. This really, the best article on it I've found so far, I think, is by PJ Media. Be very afraid. The Restrict Act is exactly what it sounds like. We've given you the basics of it. For those of you just tuning in for the first time, I'm gonna lay those out. I've been through some of them, and then I'm gonna pile on what else we've learned overnight about this. This gives the Attorney General, the Director of National Intelligence, the Treasury Secretary, and the Commerce Secretary the ability to define what acting in the interest of a foreign power is and who the foreign powers are who are dangerous. Okay. After they define that, what is it covered? Cover anything coercive designed to undermine democratic processes or institutions, including elections. Anything designed to undermine the national security of the United States. This can apply to citizens and also foreign actors. It gives them, so let me do it. Suppose you, well, before I get into that, it gives them the right to shut you down, to shut your accounts down on social media, and to shut the platform down. And they can use retroactively a post, or a topic, say, that Elon Musk allowed to trend if it is believed and declared by the Treasury Secretary or the Commerce Secretary, the Director of National Intelligence, or the Treasury Secretary, going, well, that's Russian propaganda, bam, gone. And you can be put in prison for up to 20 years. Okay, that's what we learned yesterday. They get to define the whole thing. What is election interference? And it could even include messages that undermine the election. We know what that is. So what this is, this FBI program to censor us that the Twitter files revealed, this is them just legalizing that. This is them just bringing it out of the shadows and making it legal. This gives them the right to access in pursuit of you or Elon Musk or anybody who interferes with elections on behalf of a foreign government. And again, that is, folks, that is exactly the excuse the FBI used to take down tens of thousands of accounts and millions of posts on Twitter alone. We know that from the Twitter files. Well, they're foreign. And then you end up going through them. They're not foreign. They're not foreign. These are American citizens. One of them was a CNN reporter. They're not interested in Russia. They're interested in you. It lets them, listen to this, go into, without a warrant, any, basically, there's a long list here, anything digital you would communicate over. Your phone, your home networks, all, even your security cameras, they can access in pursuit of you. Lindsey Graham's co-sponsor this, folks. Ask him why he wants you to live in China. In fact, if you text the keyword to Senate to the text line, what we need to do today is call, we're going to mob Lindsey Graham's office over the phone and with emails today and ask him, you know, like, why do you want to implement a Chinese-style system here? Why are you so afraid of Americans being able to speak and use the First Amendment? Because he is. You nervous yet? Oh, they're just getting started. They're getting started. So with a stroke of a pen, the flick of a switch, the click of a button, you can be declared a threat to national security and shut down at the discretion of the U.S. bureaucracy. So can entire platforms. So you're watching me on Rumble right now? That's gone. That's why they're doing this. They haven't figured out a way to shut these down. Now, suppose you want to know, all my social media disappeared. My Rumble account's gone. Wow, Rumble's gone. Where did it go? I'm going to file a Freedom of Information Act request to file. Oh, boy. All of these activities, it says in the bill, are not subject to FOIA. Okay, let me tell you how terrifying that is. There is only one law enforcement agency in the country right now not subject to FOIA, and that is the Capitol Police. And that caused a lot of problems in the January 6th trials because in the trial, the attorneys who were defending the clients who have been arrested couldn't get access to even the most basic police reports by the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police answer to the Speaker of the House. They couldn't get access to even the most basic police reports in order to defend their clients. Why? Because FOIA doesn't apply. So this is a secret, a Stasi-style secret police organization immune from FOIA. Think about this. You wake up in the morning, you go to, you know, go watch me on Rumble. We hit a streaming record and I'm not there. Rumble's not there. You go over to my Twitter account to see what's going on. Twitter's not there. Whew. Where did it go? I don't know. Do they have to tell you? Nope. Will anyone ever find out? Nope. We now, again, Elon Musk can be charged for allowing Russian influence, which is just repeating anything that hurts the Democrats. And he will struggle to get the evidence against him to defend himself in trial. Folks, there is no difference between this and the digital wall around China. This is exactly the way the Chinese live. Exactly the way the Chinese live. Lindsey Graham's a co-sponsor. I guess he doesn't like us criticizing him. I guess that's Lindsey's problem. I don't know. Ask his staff, did y'all read this bill? Are you really this afraid of free speech in America? This is, there's no words for it. Okay, so what, but, okay, so then you're thinking to yourself, and I know what you're thinking, some of you who are smart technologically. Well, I'll just use a VPN. I'm going to access Twitter anyway. They can't shut me down. That's illegal, too. You go to prison for it. Wait. If I use a VPN service, what, VPNs are very popular in places like Iran and Cuba and these other totalitarian states because they, and they do it to some extent in China. They'll use it to access the outside world, right? Go get on a social media site in a freer country. Like, well, Russia will be a freer country after this. And if I just find out what's going on in the world, right? People will try to use VPN. No, that's illegal. You go to prison. You go to prison. On what charges again? On what? Oh, you don't get to know. Because there's no FOIA. You don't get to know. This is total, absolute, totalitarian power. Absolute totalitarian power. And this, see, and here's what they're doing. This is going to be totally supported by Google. It's going to be totally supported by Facebook. It's going to be totally supported by Instagram, by all of these YouTube, all of these companies, because it will absolutely not only eliminate any competition, it will just disappear it off the internet. And we'll spend years trying to figure out where it went. But, well, no one will be able to speak of that. So, yeah. So what happens? So that's phase one. What happens when we decide, you know, Breitbart decides, Breitbart.com, that they want to cover this, or Daily Wire, or PJ Media, or gosh darn, even Fox News? Well, you go to the site to read about it, and gosh darn, it's gone. What happened to Breitbart? Who knows? Nobody will ever know. We only get to know what they tell us. So this could, because it's so expansive, easily jump social media, this Restrict Act. And you just start shutting down news media. Again, they don't have to justify their reasons. They only have to declare, hey, that was Russia propaganda, got repeated by Breitbart. Breitbart's gone. It's gone. And folks, you think you're seeing people break into this country over the border? People are going to be breaking out of this country if they pass this. But this makes Russia a freer place in America. Process that in your brain for a minute. This is so insane. By the way, if you're wondering, the Restrict Act, what's that? That's the TikTok bill. The TikTok ban bill. You know what the only thing this bill doesn't do? Is ban TikTok. Anyway, you know what's scary about this? It's a bipartisan bill. So you've got some of those senators from some of those conservative states and country. John Thune is a co-sponsor of this. Lindsey Graham is a co-sponsor of this. So what you can see here is the swamp. The roach is coming out into the light. This is a manifesto. What they want to do to speech in America. Again, this is exactly how China functions. It's just shocking to see it put in writing that they would do this. Anyway, if you want to tell Lindsey Graham what you think about this bill, text keyword Senate to our text line 71307. Ask him why he wants to turn America into China. They'll deny it when you call, but that's okay. We're letting them know that we know. Text keyword Senate to 71307. That is the text line. We'll send you a link with ways you can get in touch with him today. So good, I had to let y'all know. Are you a short, bald man? That you? Yeah, well, guess what? You are in demand. We've been following this trend on this show since the beginning. When bald men begin to come back into style, women begin to find them sexy, even in demand. Used to be a negative to be a bald man, but not anymore. New dating poll found it's a great time for short, bald, and single men. A third of people currently looking for a man said that being bald and under 5'7 would have no impact on their decision to date them. This is the highest ever recorded. I'm a huge fan of bald men. My husband is a bald man. So this is fabulous. Now, what you got to understand about this, if you read this, it does not say short, fat, bald men, okay? It says short, bald men. So, but the good news is the fat part you could do something about. 36% said they'd also feel more comfortable making the first move on a guy who's short or missing some hair up top. And why is this? Why might you be in demand? 72% of women said they'd be less worried their man would cheat if he was short and bald. So the key here is, this is who you're talking to. You want a woman slightly better looking than you are because she wants you. So this is more evidence that being bald is no longer a negative on the dating scene. I've always had a thing for bald men. That's okay. This is what your wife and your girlfriend are never going to tell you, your sister, your mom. There is a difference between bald men and balding men. There's a key distinction. Somebody needs to explain this to Matt Taibbi. God bless him. When you start to lose your hair, if you want to be one of these bald attractive men, you can't go like take the in-between route. You should shave your head, crumb dome, to get the look. It can be short hair, but sort of still some hair. So it's bald. But this is great news this morning. So if you're a short, bald man, you are absolutely in demand. You should not avoid the dating apps at all. There's someone out there looking for you. Okay. As a busy mom, I love life hacks. Absolutely, I'm just absolutely addicted. I mean, send me your hacks, stuff you do around the house. Here's a new one. It's kind of obvious, but not something most people would think to do. If you want to cut your clothes drying time in half, nothing worse than like doing a job like this and you're staying up late because you're waiting for the clothes to dry. You got to get them out. This is the best hack ever. You could cut that time in half. How? You run your laundry on an extra spin cycle. So it makes, that way when you put it in the dryer, they dry in half the time. And you can also use a scoop of what's called electric washing soda. That'll make them dry faster too. So kind of give some attention to what is the spin cycle. And you want to run it through an extra spin cycle. Gets rid of the excess water, cuts the drying time in half. And then adding the scoop of that electric washing soda to each load. It just lifts stains, leaves laundry feeling fresh, softens it, and increases the decreases the drying time. So if you're trying to do everything faster, and I know we all are, that's a good way to go about doing it. All right. We will be right back. Again, if you want to call your senator and let him know how you feel about him giving Joe Biden the ability to just cancel any social media platform he disagrees with and, maybe places like Breitbart and, wherever, plus cancel anyone who says anything he disagrees with, and never have to explain why he did it to the public because it is protected from FOIA. Tell Senator Graham we don't want to live in China. If we did, we'd move there. Text keyword Senate to the text line 71307, and we'll give you all his contact information.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.